Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for the Go Red Luncheon today. She's emceeing, so that's where she is. It is the 10th of February. It is 7:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. They're one of the ones that are sponsoring the Go Red Luncheon today, which is about heart health in women. Nathan's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. What national day is it today, buddy?
Oh, do you like cheesecake and brownies together?
No.
Oh, what?
Yesterday was National Pizza Day.
Oh, well, that,
where were you?
I was eating pizza. It's National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. Sorry. Cream cheese brownie, not cheesecake. Cream cheese.
Oh, okay. What's the weather?
The weather today. Well, we have a 30% chance of showers after 5. Mostly sunny with a high near 57 and winds about 6 miles an hour. Tonight, it's a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 39. Saturday is going to be partly sunny, gradually becoming sunnier with the high near 64. North-northwest, 7 to 12 mile an hour winds, and then up to 20 mile an hour winds after in the afternoon. Saturday night is going to be clear with a low around 44, and sunny on Sunday, high near 68.
Sunday. Monday.
Mostly clear.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, it looks like we're okay after that.
Sunny, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a local business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that truly treats their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got all types of deals down there. Propane is expensive. You know, talk to Shasta Gas Propane. And you know what? They've helped out a whole lot of people. 530-365-3793. So it's Friday. I have Katrina. And I have this huge, you know what, keep that dog, put a muzzle on that dog. And, you know.
Beastly.
So who do we have here today? And by the way, ran over here and licked my fingers.
He's very friendly. His name is Burrito, and he is a 3-year-old chihuahua.
This is not this is a cute dog. Yeah, Burrito.
He's very cute. Yeah, he's only 10 pounds.
Burrito the Magnifico.
Very intimidating. No, but he's very cute. He's like tan and white, and he has a curly tail. So he's just a really cute, really
cute. Chihuahuas have curly tails? I don't know. I mean, this one does. So do they have curly tails?
I don't know.
Okay, Nathan, here's your...
Time to Google.
Now, the reason I'm asking, I just wonder if maybe, you know, he might be a little something else, you know, there.
Right.
You know, Mom might have not been as faithful as she could be.
Very possible.
See, I don't know if chihuahuas have those tails. I thought they had, like a straight tail.
Yeah, they usually do, so it's interesting. I don't know what could be mixed with, but...
If you're looking for a lap, love, here he is.
Yeah, no, he's super friendly with people. He loves to be carried around like a little prince. And he's done really well with other dogs at the shelter. So he's kind of the whole package.
So there I go to Odina the Wonder Horse carrying Burrito the Magnifico on my arm. And then, you know, we could ride together as I hold him in my lap as we're riding. Eventually, I'm sure I'll go be able to ride the horse again after we get her unbandaged. So, anyway, I'm going to tell that story later. I just have to.
I like it. I think you have to make that a reality.
Well, no. She's going to be fine. But let's talk about Burrito. Now, when did you get Burrito?
We got him about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
He did come in as a stray, so we don't know anything about his past, but... He did come into us already neutered, so he most likely was owned by someone at some point.
Sure. Well, either that or it was a bad night at the bar. Anyway, so this, he was 10 pounds. He's friendly. I mean, he really is. I mean, you just bend down from all he wants to do is, I'm your buddy. This, you know, we all, you know, we brought in bigger dogs. And people go, well, I'm just looking for a small dog. All right, all you people, all you families that said, well, I was looking for a small dog. Here he is. He's going to have all the shots. He's going to be chipped. He's already neutered, so you don't have to, you know, that's all part of the deal here.
Exactly. I know. It's a great opportunity. We don't get small dogs very often, so it is really nice to have one up for adoption. You know, a lot of people will come into the shelter, and they really want a dog, but a lot of places, you know, do have weight limits, especially in, like, apartment complexes and places like that. So it is really nice to have a dog that could fit into pretty much any family or any household.
He really could. And I just thought Chihuahuas were, I don't know, because I haven't been around Chihuahuas a lot, but they usually are like, he's got, his coat is a little bit thicker.
Yeah,
too.
He definitely has a little bit.
They usually have
hair.
A kind of a small, you know, I mean, their coats are slick.
Some of them,
I shouldn't say slick, but yeah, but you're right. There's all different kinds of breeds of Chihuahuas, so I may not have just seen this, but he is just a little entertainment machine here.
He is. You'll never be bored with him.
Okay. What else is going on? You've got, have you sold it out already? Has it sold out the Valentine's Day?
Not yet. We do have a few more spots still open.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so coming up this Tuesday on Valentine's Day, we're doing a really special blind date adoption event. It's something we haven't done before, so it's really exciting to get to have this experience. And what it is you do have to register ahead of time. You can register on our website, havenhumane.org. And what that'll do is buy you a ticket to come on down to the adoption center on Valentine's Day between 5:30 and 7:30. There will be refreshments provided, and then we will actually match you up on a blind date to either a dog or a cat based on kind of what you're looking for. So,
and no pressure here to adopt.
That's right.
It's just, you know, you're thinking about, remember the other day, and I was talking about things you could do on Valentine's Day with your loved one. This is one that didn't come out of any, I mean, this is a great thing. So go down, meet a pet, and who knows, maybe that's the right one for you. I mean, if Burrito's in there, he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
He may be gone by the end of the day.
Most likely. He's pretty charming.
He really is. Okay, so that's happening. Now, how do people sign up for this?
So you're going to want to go to havenhumane.org/attend-an-event to register. And the ticket is good for either one person or two. So if you want to come down with someone and spend some time with one of our shelter animals. And like you said, you're not required to adopt. In either way, it's really nice for our animals to get to spend some time with people and get to socialize with you.
Yeah, you get, what, 30 minutes?
Yeah, you get 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
To spend some quality time. So definitely come check out the event. We're really excited to do this. And, you know, if it goes well, hopefully it'll become a tradition that we do every year.
Well, that'd be great. And or just call it date night once a month.
Right, you know, that'd be fun.
Bring people in. Okay. Well, Burrito, I know you're going to be gone by the end of the day. I mean, how could somebody not pick this dog? You know what? If Nathan, our producer.
Yeah.
I know that he'd love to take this dog. But Nathan has
three
animal protection types, you know, the big ones.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, what it could do is you could put a little pack on their back and Burrito could ride with them and bark incessantly. You know, he hasn't made a sound. He has not made a sound since he's been in here, which is, I really like that, because a lot of times little dogs have a tendency to be yap, 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 yap. And he hasn't. He's just sitting over there being good. And when you put, you know, when you reach out to him, he runs over and he's just a good little dog.
He's
so good luck. Good luck, Burrito. Okay, we got to take a break. And I'm going to tell you that this station has a first. And we are, I would say, we're the only radio station in America that can say this. But you got to hear, we'll take a break first, but then you will hear it first right here on Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer. It's been in business over 30 years. It's a better-known business. Nobody knows more about Dish than Doug Tooley, and he has got all types of deals that work out for you. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. 241-3474, BNT Satellite. Before you call that 800 number, call Doug. Local business, and we like to do business. We like to support our local businesses. 7:15 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
JastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from JastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM your talk radio. I'm just happy today. Yesterday was a weird. Yesterday was not one of the best days of my life, though it started out weird. And then it got really good, and then it just went downhill from there. But, you know, one of the things we do live reads. And I do live reads of companies, organizations I've done business with or I know personally, like Doug Tooley. This other one, Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I utterly trust this man when it comes to working on my windshield. Well, I trust him anyway. You know, he's a great guy. But it's hard, you know, how many businesses fail in the first couple years and then the first 5 years? Well, he's been in business for a couple of decades. And what's he do? And how's he do it? It's because he is the very best when it comes to repairing windshields. He can, you know, where you don't want to replace the whole windshield, but you got a chip in it, you got a crack. This guy is the best. He fixes it. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He gives free inspections and analysis of a chip or a crack. He's not going to take any chances with your safety. And he fixes it, and you're happy, he's happy, we're all happy. So to make an appointment with him to have him look at your windshield or just to drive in and check it out, he's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can call him at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Okay, when I left, I left you hanging by saying, we, right here in the studios at Free Fire Media, at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM at 1326 Market Street. We had an event yesterday that I can probably safely say it never happened or has not happened at another radio studio. Yes. Yesterday we had the Wild Kingdom from Mutual of Omaha. It's Wild Things is the guy that has it. And Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings him in. He's out at the logging conference, in fact, today. He was there yesterday and today. Educational part. He's got animals indigenous to this area, but he has animals because the animals that are rescued, a lot of them end up with him and at his place. So he brought in Great Horned Owl. He brought in a lemur, a 42-year-old lemur. How old in the wild, they lived to like 35. So they're kind of, you know, they live a long time.
Yeah.
He brought in, a gray fox, which is...
What?
Yeah, indigenous to this area. The thing about a gray fox is they're small, and they can also climb trees. They can climb trees. But they're being pushed out of their habitat by red foxes, who are bigger and better foragers.
Hmm.
So they're not endangered or anything like that, but they're seeing some changes. But then he brought in Clover, a red kangaroo. And she weighed probably, 50 pounds, 50, 60 pounds, because I have a photo of me holding her. Now, there was probably no other radio station in America that was happening at yesterday. But here's the thing that sets us apart. They left. Simpson University came in. And that's when we discovered that Clover had left us a present.
All love?
It got stepped on. Because it was in kind of a spot in the way you could see it, but until you stepped on it. So, I can safely say that no other radio station in America had kangaroo poop on the ground. I mean, I can't imagine anybody else. So, there we were. I haven't told Judy about it. I thought I'd call her today. Say, hey, Judy. Except she's going to be with, the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Laugh. And then I said, I'll get it. And Pat Karch, who is our go-to guy around here, he comes rolling in here with sprays and paper towels and took care of the whole thing. Okay. That was... Showtime.
The beginning of your day.
Yeah. It kind of went downhill from there. For about 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. I had a bad horse day. But at noon, everything was calmed down. So everything's fine. Odina the Wonder Horse is doing fine. What can I say?
Is she behaving, or is she running away every time you talk to her now?
Oh, no, no. She comes out. She's a very affectionate horse. I mean, horses can be affectionate. And,
right.
But I did make a mistake with leaving a gate open. So, anyway, enough of that. Let's go back to what's happening. The I get an email. You know, I get emails every day from different news organizations. You know, you think, okay, national news and all that. You know, the Turkey earthquake. We'll talk a little bit about that. But this one said, this is the headlines. I mean, this is in America. And all the things that are going on, the immigration crisis, the COVID is still here. You know, is it still a national emergency? Well, was it ever a national emergency? All these things. All of these things that could be the headline, that you see, when you see the topic, on an email. Philadelphia teacher, principal, caught having sex with the gym teacher in one of the classrooms. That was the lead story? Are you kidding me? That's the lead story? That's all I know about it because I didn't read it. I just dumped the email. But that kind of 24-hour news feed that you have to fill up. You get stories like this. You see, like in Turkey, 21,000 people have died in that earthquake. Over 21,000. They have exceeded the Fukushima thing. And the one in Turkey and Syria could be one of the century's worst earthquakes. Happened on February 6th. More than 75,000 people have been injured. We have teams going out of, I think it's the L.A. Sheriff's Department, who are the rescue teams with the dogs and the people. They're over there right now risking their lives trying to help. They had two earthquakes, 7.8 and 7.5. They struck nine hours apart and were the strongest quakes recorded in Turkey in 80 years. And the like I said, 21,000 have died, and you can just imagine the destruction in the country. I saw a video of a guy walking by, and talk about somebody who's not reacting. It's like a four-story building just collapses behind him. He looks over his shoulder. He didn't hurry. Just kept walking. I mean,
just another day in Turkey.
I wish I was that cool on some things. The biggest earthquake on record was in Valdivia, Chile, in 1960 with a magnitude of 9.5. I can't even imagine what a 9.5 is, because if you have a 5.0 earthquake and then you have a 5.5, it's a lot more. I mean, it's not like, oh, and just the increments. No, the increments
right.
are exponential that go up. I can't even imagine a 9.5, what that must do. I mean, buildings in the United States have got some of the strictest building codes in the world. I wonder if a 9.5 hit here in California, the devastation that would make in that area. Could San Francisco withstand something like that?
Oh, man.
All those tall buildings that are built, to extreme codes.
How big was the one in the 80s? The one that, broke apart the stadium and did all kinds of things in Frisco?
It's not even in there.
It was like a 7, I think, right?
Yeah. Something like that. The deadliest earthquake was in 1976 in Tangshan, China. 240,000 people died. Or that's Redding, Anderson. Well, that's more than the whole county of Shasta. Yeah. The, let me see. On the, 230,000 died in 2004 in Sumatra, Indonesia. 220,000 and 210 in Hawaii. I mean, I'm sorry, Haiti. Another one in China, 200,000. Tokyo, 140,000 in 1923. Again in China, 87,000. Pakistan, 85,000. Peru, 70. Northern Iran, 50. And then this one. So, and we're not even in, we're not even in the top 20 here. Because it goes to 7.8. But the one, the one we had, I'm not sure. Why don't you look that up and see what that is? We got to take a break here. And it's 9.5. I can't even imagine what that must be when you look at what a 7.5 does. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, one in Anderson, two right here in town, one at 1845 California Street. The one in Anderson's on Ventura, and the main branch is on 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cornerstone Shopping Center. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been in the business 15 years. I've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. They're introducing chip technology into all their cards, and if you've got one with a stripe, you just have to call them and say, hey, I'd like a chip, and they will send that to you. We do business with Cornerstone. We're very happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. Carl and Bot. Linda is preparing for the Go Red Luncheon today, or she's emceeing that. It's about heart health. It sold out weeks ago. It's being backed by the chef, regional medical centers. One of the sponsors. They're not the ones putting it on. It's another group of people. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right off of Hilltop Drive. On to Hilltop Drive, I should say, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They're great people with a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's a local business. It's been around for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry. Buy local, shop local. As you know, we discussed it Wednesday with Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce about the vote to move forward with a $1.2 million contract to update the Sacramento Riverfront plan. And we haven't had that updated since 1992. So it's time. And they voted to give the contract for the design and the update to a firm called MIG, M-I-G. They've got offices in Sacramento, and they were involved in the design and development of the Turtle Bay Exploration Park more than 20 years ago, which I didn't know that. And they're going to bring a team of subcontractors in to help with this. And local firms, Nichols, Milberg, and Rosetta, and Populous. Now, Populous was involved in the original bid to provide a plan and then buy land from the city of Redding. And there was quite a uproar about that. So that was shelved. But we need to do something about the riverfront. We need to have that designed. We need to have a plan on what it's going to look like. It was a 3-2 vote. Julie Winter, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns voted to go forward with it. Mike DeQuisto voted not to. He said this is just the beginning of a plan for McConnell Foundation and a couple others to take over the whole riverfront. And Mark Bazzano voted against it. He says, look, we're going into a recession here and spending $1.2 million out of the ARPA funds, which is the funds provided to help cities rebuild infrastructure and all that, may be needed for the coming year. So it was 3-2. And a lot of people were against it because Populous was part of this. However, Populous is an organization, a business, international business, that has built world-class stadiums and event venues that are quite spectacular. And very well received. So, but they're not the lead on this. MIG is. And Populous, and somebody said, well, is Populous going to make money out of, going to buy the property? And if they got any type of ideas like that, and Barry Tippin said, no, he called him. He said they would not. The other thing is on this is that, the Kutras family, Chris Kutras, said that, hey, I support this plan because, as you know, the Kutras family owns Park Marina Drive, all the land around there and down to Turtle Bay. What Chris is saying is that we need a plan where we can bring and develop on there, bring and develop the riverfront. And as Kutras says, I'm looking forward to working with everybody, and I'm going to be a strong advocate for my vision for the riverfront, which is hospitality, fine dining, and recreation. So this whole thing, we need to go forward with it. I understand that if we put anything up for surplus land, then a number of other agencies get first dibs, like affordable housing. However, if the city keeps it, keeps the land, and it develops itself, and they don't have to worry about that. Does the Civic need to be replaced? Yes. It's reaching its lifespan. Do we need an event center that can attract thousands for conventions with breakout rooms and other buildings there? Do we need to keep the Reading Rodeo there? Yes. Reading Rodeo Association is celebrating its 75th year this year. And it's part of who we are here in Reading. So it's going to be interesting to see, because the public will be able to weigh in during this process and say, this is what we, you know, this is where we'd like to see it go. And when they, you know, Native American businesses are involved in this, because, as you know, there's a lot of sites along the river that are burial sites and other things. So, but we have a Native American company that's also one of the subcontractors in this. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Any way you look at it, my friends, this is not going to be like, oh, here's the plan. There's going to be buildings torn down, buildings put up in a year. I would say 5, 10, 15. Probably things will start happening within 5 years and then more. But, you know, even if they, you know, they've got it and they found out how they're going to pay for it and all these other things, this is not a something that's going to happen in probably till 2030 time frame when you think about it. It'll be interesting. Okay. I was going to give a, if you give an award for the most energetic criminal.
Wait, what?
If you give an award for the most energetic criminal, it's got to go to this guy by the name of Michael Orzol. He was in the Mountain Park or Mountain View Drive off Dersh when he's seen by a deputy going to a parked vehicle before getting in and driving north. He was taking his vehicle through, the officer went after him. He drove through four backyards. Oh, yeah, that was good. Before it broke down in the backyard of a vacant house. He then stole a motorcycle and took off. Police, highway patrol, sheriff's office, they're all after this guy. So he, and then they saw him, they spotted him. He dumped the motorcycle. He was running toward the Sacramento River. He jumped into the river and swam the river over to Anderson River Park. They found him, but he immediately climbed a tree. So he's driven through backyards. He stole a motorcycle. He swam to Sacramento. He's up in a tree. Now, the dogs are underneath him. The police are underneath him. He's up in the tree. And he was up there for a while. And he decided to come down. And they arrested him. Swimming to Sacramento at night.
That's like a bad action movie.
It was John Wick without gunfire. Thank goodness. When I get these things, most of the time I just look at them and go, yeah, another weird thing happening. But if you had an award for somebody that really wanted to get away, this guy has got to be up in the top five. Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your
with the hop. Where they have fun, the cool and music is as soon as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy has been helping people since 1993, two separate divisions in her company, insurance and financial management. With all the things going on, as we've talked about, and changes in IRAs, 401s, retirement plans, inflation, are you going to have enough to last you throughout your life? Well, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, and she'll set up a time for you to come in for a free review and evaluation. Not only that, but also on your insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance. She covers it all there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Okay, you remember this Senator Fetterman out of Pennsylvania? At the big thing, he was running against Dr. Oz.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the big thing was that he had the stroke, and it was affecting his ability to understand the spoken word. He could read it and had a much better time with it. He wore these black hoodies all the time.
Did he win? I forget.
He won. Oh. It was a tight campaign.
How? But he couldn't speak.
I know. Yeah, that's okay, though. and now there's been some problems. He's back in the hospital. But had described his hearing disability, this is his description, as causing him to hear the voice of the teacher from the Peanuts cartoon while listening to people speak. Now, remember the teacher? It was like, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. Well, that's what he hears when people talk.
What?
Yeah. It's caused him to have some cognitive issues, including a problem with auditory. He's in the hospital right now after experiencing lightheadedness Wednesday. He has also struggled to adjust to life in the Senate, given the challenges of recovering from a stroke and the need for technological tools to help him conduct conversations with staff and colleagues. He doesn't take questions from reporters. You've got to give them to him in a written form. He has to carry around a closed captioning device that types out what is being said to him so he can have conversations, since he cannot fully understand the spoken word on his own. So we must have him on things like the Foreign Affairs Committee. And
so when someone walks up to you and is like, who's your senator? And you point to this guy, he...
There are now wired screens in the Senate chamber where closed captions are typed out for him by a professional broadcast captioners.
It's
working. I mean, he can. I don't know how much of this he can grasp.
Right.
So, but how would you like to be Dr. Oz? And you can't. I mean, you can't attack him directly, but you've got to bring up to the fact which he did. He doesn't understand things, and we have no idea the long-term results of the stroke. So he refuses, like I said, to speak with reporters, due to be unable to take their questions in echoing Senate hallways. Despite his processing issues and refusing to release more of his medical records to the public, he defeated the GOP opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz, in the midterms. So,
Yeah.
This is a disability the guy has. But the question is, and is he able to do his job as a United States senator? Does he understand everything that's happening? Is he able to express himself in the way he wants? I don't think he can, because this guy used to, you know, I mean, he used to enjoy give and take and all this. Well, that's gone out of his life. And he's still in the hospital as of the last report. So, but they did rule out it was a second stroke. The Pennsylvania. The ATF, you know, President Biden said we're coming after your assault weapons, and, you know, even though that they're not assault weapons, they don't meet the definition, but, you know, that's the term that everybody uses in the media and politicians when they want to take away one of your rights under the Constitution. And now it shows that the agency has a zero ATF. Shows a zero tolerance guidelines the agency is using to shut down gun stores. And it's under these new guidelines, it makes it easier to revoke gun stores' federal licenses. The zero tolerance of willful violations that greatly affect public safety and ATF's ability to trace firearms recovered in violent crimes. And that revocation of the FFL license is the assumed action with violations. Therefore, revocation, unless extraordinary circumstances exist where violations are cited that include transferring a firearm to a prohibited person, knowing or having reasonable cause believe the transferee is a prohibited person, failing to provide a background check, and making a false or fictitious written statement on your records. Okay. If you do that, I mean, it's always been like that.
Right.
However, the warning letter, warning conference, revocation, imposition of fines, and all that, it's kind of skipping through this. They must establish willfulness to proceed. However, it doesn't mean that they did anything. It's a willfulness to show that they could.
Okay.
Or that the you know, it is totally, and then it becomes subjective instead of objective. They can establish the knowledge element of willfulness in several ways, including establishing FFL has a history of similar repeat violations and documentations discussed with them. Now, if you've bought a gun, you have to fill out a form. And if there's one thing wrong on it, and I'm not talking about does a person live here, it could be like a wrong day that gets typed in incorrectly. They can come down and fine you for that. I mean, the paperwork has to be absolutely perfect. Not that you've shown that you live in the state, not that you haven't gone through the background investigation or that. It can just be minor things on the report that can cause you to get a fine or a suspension already. So now they're showing willfulness. Okay, they've made mistakes on their forms 4 times in the last 3 years.
That could be like 0.5% of their transactions.
It could be, but then they can say, but that shows willfulness. There's so many ways. There's so many ways.
But
there's so many ways the government can get you. Every new law that comes out.
And
being ignorant of the fact the law came out, that doesn't count. That
written
just does
by
not
stuttering
count.
Politicians.
Does not count. Again, it's the government coming out with laws that, again, step on your rights, and yet it's done in such a way that if somebody doesn't find things like the internal memos about taking out FFLs or businesses, if you don't see it, you don't know it, right? Until it all of a sudden hits you. So, okay. MSNBC and NBC News is having a big strike. Their writers are leaving. However, the big name stars like Rachel Maddow and other stars from there, they didn't walk out. They're not supporting the strike. How interesting that is. Now, does that also mean I haven't seen anything. This is the only report I've had of that. Because usually when they have a strike, you know, the stars go out with them because they are in solidarity with their union.
Right.
Well, in this one, they're not. Mm. What can I say?
Is it part of the layoffs or is it just completely different?
Well, there's so many layoffs going on, too. And the news media, CNN has been dropping people like crazy. Every time you turn around, one of the big tech companies is laying off, not 100. They're laying off like 7,000 at a time. I think
10%
that was
of their workforce.
Oh, yeah, that was 10, 10% of their workforce just got laid off at a tech company. One of the tech companies, well known, that I can't remember the name, of course.
I wonder if this is like preemptive so they don't get laid off.
Well, who knows? Well, that's what they're saying. You know what? We've got this. We want more money. We've got inflation at 8%. You give us a 3% raise, and it doesn't even get close to keeping up with inflation. The thing that I find amusing, I mean, you obviously, did you see the State of the Union or these, you know, parts of it?
The mumblings that we call it, yeah.
Well, it's funny that depending on which news source you go to, I kind of feel like they didn't, what were they watching? Because they were both watching the State of the Union. And yet you'll come off with bumbling, lies, facts that have already been proven not to be true, all of these. And then you go to, you click onto the next station. one of the greatest speeches that he's ever given. 72% of the people loved his speech that they polled from CNN. And so you have to ask yourself, again, what is the media doing? What happens to just saying, this is what he said? He said this about jobs. So, and that's false. Anyway, we got a break for the news, and when we come back, we'll be here with Patrick Gorman.
Medical Center, your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden, who has repeatedly claimed that he wants to work with Republicans, is nonetheless ramping up the political rhetoric targeting the GOP as he nears a final decision on a re-election bid.
All week long, the president has been warning that Republicans in Congress want to pass a bill cutting Social Security and Medicare.
Well, I guarantee you, it will not happen. I will veto it.
There is no such legislation being considered, and if there were, it would not pass the Democrat-controlled Senate. So the president's warnings are widely seen as laying the groundwork for an expected re-election campaign announcement this spring. Greg Clugston, the White House.
They are shining a white-hot spotlight on the alleged political weaponization of government, specifically the Justice Department, by the Biden regime. House Republicans, led by Ohio's Jim Jordan, launching hearings into the situation brought to light by FBI insiders.
In my time in Congress, I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers, FBI agents coming to us talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department. Not Jim Jordan saying this, not Republicans, not conservatives, good, brave FBI agents who are willing to come forward and give us the truth.
The special counsel investigating former President Trump after Mr. Trump had questioned the outcome of the 2020 election has sent a subpoena to former Vice President Mike Pence. Emergency crews making a series of dramatic rescues this morning in Turkey, pulling several people from the rubble 4 days after the catastrophic 7.8 magnitude earthquake that killed more than 22,000 people. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 31 points, while the NASDAQ is down 84. The S&P trading 4 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
For years, Turkey has tempted fate by not enforcing modern building codes while allowing, and in some cases actually encouraging, a real estate boom in earthquake-prone areas.
The lax enforcement, which experts have long warned about, is gaining renewed scrutiny in the aftermath of this week's devastating earthquake, which has flattened thousands of buildings and killed more than 20,000 people across Turkey and Syria. David Alexander, a professor of emergency planning at University College London, tells the AP this is a disaster caused by shoddy construction, not by an earthquake. The problem has been largely ignored, experts say, because addressing it would be expensive, unpopular, and arguably restrain a key engine of the country's economic growth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Ukraine pushes for Russian athletes to be barred from next year's Paris Olympics, officials from 30 countries holding a summit today to discuss how to respond. News and analysis, townhall.com. Elon Musk, it seems, has an issue with Ukraine's use of his Starlink service.
Musk's SpaceX doesn't want Ukraine to use its Starlink satellite service to direct combat drones in its war against Russia, so it's limiting Ukraine's ability to use it for offensive purposes. A government advisor said Ukraine uses Starlink to liberate, not attack, and that the satellite service has saved hundreds of thousands of lives. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
One high-ranking Russian official says his country will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels per day next month in response to the West capping the price of its crude over the war in Ukraine. In the words of Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak, "We will not sell oil to those who directly or indirectly adhere to the price ceiling." The group of seven major democracies has imposed a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil shipped to non-Western countries. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. Thank goodness.
Oh, man.
Super Bowl weekend.
What are you going to cook?
No, I'm going to vegetate.
Oh.
I'm going to sit in front of the screen.
No barbecues?
No barbecues.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry. Today is the 10th and it's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the top hospital in the area, according to many, many different organizations that rate hospitals. They help so many people out there. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you've got the weather for the week.
Oh, the weather. The weather.
It's also, what is it, cream cheese brownie day, whatever that is.
It's umbrella day also, if that makes you feel any better. But yes, it is. Cream cheese brownie day, whatever that is. The weather is, today we have a 30% chance of showers after 5.
Well, it's umbrella day. Of course.
Of course. Mostly sunny with a high near.
Do you ever have an umbrella with you when you need it?
I never. Never.
No.
No.
Friday night, or last Saturday, it was raining real hard. And we were out there.
Anyone have an umbrella?
Some people did, but they had little bitty umbrellas, and there's two people underneath it. So they both get wet, except one small part of their body. So, anyway,
it's going to rain today sometime. Who knows? Calm wind becoming south by southeast, around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. And then tonight it's going to be probably going to rain, around 40% chance of rain before 11, mostly cloudy, low around 39, winds 5 to 7 miles an hour, and Saturday it's going to get sunny and then more sunny, high near 64, and then it's going to be windy until about 20 miles an hour, so it's going to gust pretty high. Saturday night, clear, low around 44. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high near 68. So if anyone's playing football out there.
68.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. It's going to be windy, though. So, that's going to be interesting. Mostly high near, Sunday night is mostly clear with a low around 42. Monday is sunny. Tuesday is sunny. Wednesday is sunny. Thursday.
So rest of the week is going to be sunny.
Right.
Start.
Yeah.
I see on Thursday the high is 55 though, so
we haven't gotten
way past all this. Okay, hey, your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, local business, been in the business for over a couple of decades. It's a veteran-owned business that helps their customers. So they treat their customers like friends, and with all the cost of propane and everything else going on around here, you need to give them a call at 530-365-3793 and see how they can help you. They do have discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Attorney Patrick Gorman. Gorman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And his beautiful wife, Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are going gangbusters, buddy.
It's very busy. I think we are the largest firm that represents injured workers north of Sacramento.
Well, we've talked about that you have acquired another agency that does that.
Correct.
And now you've taken all of their work, too.
Correct, yeah. So they had been more established, so they did have a larger firm, and so they were number one, and I was number two, and talked to Steve Riley, his friend of mine, and we worked out a situation where we merged firms and became a super firm, basically.
Good. And, so now you're one and two.
Yes. So number one plus now.
Yeah. Number one plus. There you go. So workers' compensation, is that a – we were just talking about new rules that come out from the government and how they can be convoluted and how they can be used. And people don't even know the rules because a law's passed or a rule's passed. How much of your work of you and your staff just trying to keep up with changes? Or I know last time you said there haven't been some changes really, but there were some real big ones on the horizon.
Right, and when those changes happened, so there was a big reform in 2004, and then another one in 2013. And when those happen, there's a lot of uncertainty because, you know, the legislature, they'll draft the laws. Usually the lobbyists are the ones who draft the laws, and then the government votes on them. And then
sure.
A lot of it has consequences that were not foreseen, and it takes years for those consequences to really be flushed out through the courts. So when there's a big reform, there's some things that are, clear, okay, this is how it is, and you formulate a plan. But that plan changes over the course of years because the law the courts look at what they believe the legislature was trying to accomplish with the law. And there's situations you can't plan for everything. And especially in California, it's such a big state. When they pass a law, they're trying to hit as many flies with one big swatter as they can. So they capture the middle, right? The high medium. So they capture the back strains.
You hope.
Well, that's the plan. So they'll capture the back strains and the, the carpal tunnel syndrome, but the catastrophic injuries, really, the system's not even designed for them. So it just creates these difficulties navigating within the law, and you just have to be clever. And, there's just these barriers that you have to navigate around. And also with workers' compensation, it moves fast. You only get paid for up to 2 years while you're off work hurt. And if you're not ready to go back to work after that, you get $290 a week. I mean, nobody can live on that. But it's $1,600 a month.
Like, yeah,
it's not, most people's rent is much more, mortgage is triple that. So, you have to get everything done in a short period of time. A lot of people come into my office when their payments are going to end in 3 weeks. And at that point, there's all of this lost ground you have to make up.
Well, that's the thing, too, is sometimes, and I'm not saying all, I'm sure there's insurance companies out there who are very supportive.
Yes.
But there's probably times when they drag this thing out. Just because of court time and everything that goes along with it, especially if it's somewhat of a, like you said, maybe a catastrophic case. Is that something like you lose a limb or something like that?
That can be that. It could be multiple fractures. A severe head injury is very complicated. Any internal injuries that involve your internal organs because, if it's a broken bone, we know how to fix that. You can take a picture, say, oh, that's broken, cast it, see you back in 12 weeks, the end. But there are injuries, there's domino effects with injuries. Some people have comorbidities. Some people might have diabetes, and they have to have a minor surgery that then results in a massive infection. And then they have a stroke. And so we're dealing with these domino effect injuries that and you have to get multiple specialists involved. Most of the specialists up here, they don't have enough time for people that aren't injured at work, let alone people that are. And because the system's designed the way it is, the administrative cost for a doctor to get paid and to get treatment authorized, it's atrocious. So a lot of doctors don't want anything to do with it because they feel that they can't accomplish what they need to accomplish in the system. So we have to send people to, like a pulmonologist, somebody who has lung disease, I might have to send them down to L.A., to Culver City, because there are just so few pulmonologists that will even touch workers' compensation up here.
Wow. So then all that takes time?
Yes,
and then,
because the insurance company they are going to approach everything with skepticism, right? So they treat everything as if it's fraud. I don't want to say every adjuster does that every time, but a lot of times, they're going to be very skeptical because there is a lot of abuse in the system. So they're approaching everything from that. So if I tell a claims adjuster, an attorney, hey, I need to send my guy down to Culver City, they're going to say, wait a minute. And so we're delaying it then I have to file for a hearing, and that's a 5-week delay at that point. And then they agree to it, and then we schedule the appointment, which is 2 months later. So there's just these delays. That's 3 months. That's 1/8 of your temporary disability period right there. And then you have to do the treatment, and then you have to get the testing. And, nobody's – really it's on the insurance company to schedule these appointments. The injured worker can't just call up and call a pulmonologist and say, hey, I need you to see me, because the pulmonologist won't see you unless they know they're going to get paid by the insurance company. And then the insurance company won't give them that letter for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So there's just these delays built into the system. And, it, I mean, it's very frustrating. Most of my clients are very frustrated because of the delays. And if they weren't injured at work, they probably would have been patched up and back after 5 months. But now we're going on year four because of the delays.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that must be frustrating on their side especially.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is get well.
Yeah, I don't have any clients that I believe don't want to work because the system's never going to pay enough for you to never have to work again. It's designed to really force you to go back to work whether you're hurt or not. Otherwise, if somebody got hurt, nobody would ever work, right? They'd just hurt and be paid mm-hmm. for the rest of their life. So it's designed to do the opposite of that. And so every client I have wants to get better, wants to get back to work, and they're just – a lot of them get defeated and they want to give up. And then they just want to settle their case and give up so they can get the treatment on their own. And then at that point, sometimes the insurance company will exploit that situation and give them one-tenth of what they should be giving them. So it gets complicated, and there's levers to pull on. And again, just barriers, there's ways to navigate around them. But usually you have to access the courts. You have to get a judge involved to get around these barriers.
Okay. We're here with Attorney Patrick Gorman, who who does workers' compensation. He's got the largest firm up here, probably north of Sacramento. His wife, Jill, who works in the office with him. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now. Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Ready Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Ready at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. I'm just off like a second here, right?
I time it just for you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's getting ready for the Go Red Luncheon, which sold out a couple of several weeks ago. It's going to be it's for heart health. And it's being sponsored by one of the sponsors, of course, is Shasta Regional Medical Center, which is the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. And we're here with a workers' compensation lawyer. He goes, ooh, we like that. And they are on the cutting edge when it comes to technology there. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his somebody that keeps him moving and keeps the office moving, his wife, Jill. Let's go to the phones. Betty, do you have a question for Patrick Gorman? Hello, Betty.
Hello, Betty. Yes.
Do you have a question for Patrick?
Yes, I do. It's a little bit different than your topic there, but I have a friend that has a trust. She has some money and she inherited it, went into a needs trust.
Okay.
And this person charges for every text, every call you make, takes it out of your money.
Is it a professional fiduciary, do you know? Or is it like a relative?
No, a professional one, and this is in a different county. Okay. It's in Butte County. And this person won't tell her how much money she has left. She will not write out a professional statement of every month, you know, where all the money goes every month, what she charges, every phone call. She doesn't get anything like that. Everything that she's had has been handwritten, scribbled out. And this woman, and my friend needed a washer and dryer. So she got this used washer and dryer, and she said she got it free. But then she turned around and charged her $1,000.
Okay.
And
so
this is what's been going on. And then this woman tells her how much money she has left, and it keeps dwindling, and the friend of mine has used $100 out of it, and it's over $2,000 is gone already.
Okay.
She doesn't know where it's going.
So there's there are attorneys that will handle contested trusts. There's one in Chico. Her name's Leah. Shoot, I forget her last name. Anyways, if you were to look up, contested trust attorneys, there's one in Butte County. I'm not sure. I don't know of anyone in Shasta County, but you don't want one out of the area because they're just going to wind up ripping your friend off instead of the fiduciary. But there can be a demand for an accounting, and if there's any wrongdoing, then the person in charge of the trust is personally and financially liable. So if there's any malfeasance,
feels like she's getting ripped off.
Maybe.
And she feels like the money's going to be gone before she even sees it.
I understand. But, you know, until somebody actually looks at it, you know, you're hearing, there's two sides to a lot of truths. So until an expert actually looks at it, you don't really know what's going on.
Right.
So
right.
She needs to get somebody.
It's all scribbled, written, handwritten stuff.
So she needs to get, like Patrick said, she needs to look up contested
trust.
Contested attorney. Right. And then just have them say, hey, we want a full accounting. And in writing, And not scribbled.
So if they've done something wrong, you'll probably just walk away, and then you'll just find a new fiduciary, and then have to investigate them. I mean, if this fiduciary does not have significant private assets, they might be judgment proof, and your friend might have just be out. But I don't know. You have to talk to an attorney that specializes in that, or that does that regularly. So
thanks.
And you said the first name you knew was
First name is Leah. I can't do it on the air right now. If you want to call my office, call my office, 530-262-2168. Talk to Mai or Ashley, one of the girls at the front. Let them know you talked to me on the air. Give them your email address, and I'll email you the attorney's name, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that very much.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thanks for the phone call, Betty. Yeah. You know, that's what I like about you. People calling on or I come up with something that's totally out of your expertise, and you got an answer. That sounds very plausible.
Yeah. No, I did elder law for while I was in law school. I was a certified law student, and I did a lot of elder law. That was kind of what I wanted to get into, and then I just, you know, fell into workers' comp. But no, I definitely know a bit about estate plans. I just don't do that area of law. I'm not designed to do that. Yeah. So I don't want to start over again and rebuild the wheel.
No. Does that happen a lot, what Betty was talking about, in your experience, that there'll be a...
Usually not a professional, but with family members do it all the time. It's terrible.
She was a legal secretary for a firm that handled contested trust for 16 years or something like that.
So what you see is, then, like, when in a will, it'll say the executor of my will is going to be a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is they take advantage of it or through ignorance or just because of they're just greedy. So you see that a lot.
They just don't understand what their responsibility is sometimes. And they make mistakes and take advantage of their control. And then, people sue them and it's a mess.
Well, I'm going to kind of shift over into Jill here. And so, Jill, if somebody has a, nobody in the family's arguing about it, mm-hmm. Okay, and so it goes to the executor, and the executor makes numerous mistakes on how to keep track of everything and how the money or in the property is divided and all that. Does the other members of the family, do they have a legal way to go do that?
They can request an accounting, and they can hire an attorney and, I guess, sue their family member. They can do that. It's awful.
That's what I hear, is the worst battles in a family is after parents pass away, mm-hmm. and there is some estate left that families that have been tight, forever.
Well, a lot of times, like siblings, there will be some resentment against maybe the executor was the favorite child or the other kids thought it was the favorite child or that was the kid that never worked and always lived off mom and dad. And so there's old hostility and there's new problems and
it's a mess.
Ugly.
It gets ugly. That's what I've always
families
heard.
Families get broken apart. It's really sad.
That's what I told Tom and June, my in-laws. I said, just live until all your money's gone. And then we'll take care of you. Then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a great solution.
Well, you know, June said, she's 90. She says, you know, frankly, we didn't think we were going to live this long, was what they said. But, I mean, they're like the Energizer bunnies.
I'll take 90. That would be great.
He's 91.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's a great life.
They go on cruises. They go on all these things. At 91 and 90. Nice. Think about
that's
this.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. It is.
A little bit of luck and some good decisions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by My Barbershop. Not just mine. There's thousands of you out there. The Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can make your appointment, go in, get your haircut, go out, or you can hang around like I do sometimes, depending on what the magazines are. You know, it's got Road and Track or Flying or something like that. I might just sit down and read the magazine and listen to what's going on in the air. They're man's last stronghold. What can I say? There's no their idea of styling hair involves butch wax for the flat tops. But it is a great place. I've never had a bad haircut there. 15 years. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, the only radio station, I would say, in America that has had a kangaroo leave a deposit on our floor. I don't know if I should be proud of that, but, you know, when you're first, you got to just kind of maybe let people know.
Yeah.
I think.
Of all the awards you've ever received.
That's got to be one of the top ones. And unfortunately, Pat got it up before I could get it bronzed. Tonight at the Shasta County Arts Council, the Hope Street Choir will be performing for the community from 6 p.m. to 7:30 at the Shasta County Arts Council building, 1313 Market Street, right across the street from us. Choir creates an opportunity for people from all walks of life to come together through the healing powers of music. They meet weekly to practice Fridays at the from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they welcome everybody. Come join them as they sing classic favorites. And that's tonight from 6 p.m. to 7:30 at the Shasta County Arts Council building. I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, workers' compensation. He's got the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. He's just merged with another company here in town, and his wife Jill, who is just another fountain of information. Has been working with him on all of this. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that Patrick's background he's a veteran. He was with the 101st Air Assault. He's a proud veteran. He was law enforcement for several years and then went to law school. He worked for the insurance companies for a while and said, I'm not going to be on the dark side. I'm going to join Obi-Wan Kenobi. And off they went. So he's here in town. And you've been here for how long?
9 years.
9 years.
A little bit over eight.
Eight years.
Eight in December. We moved in 2014.
No, it'll be nine in December. This coming December.
Yeah, the last year.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. Linda and I, we argue about those things. It's nine. And your offices are down in Palo Cedro.
Yes.
Right next to the True Value Hardware store.
Yes.
Right there. So just to let everybody know a little bit about you.
Absolutely.
We were talking during the break about with the one doctor retiring, Dr. Musselman, is retiring. And I saw that notice in the paper because so they let him know, hey, after this date.
Yeah.
And then another a chiropractor passed down in Red Bluffs this week, that there's like 900 people out there
at least without,
you know, some of them may not even know it. They're without medical assistance there. And you wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people have work injuries that don't have attorneys, or they have settled workers' compensation case with Lifetime Medical. And what everybody experiences, a lot of what I talk about is because a doctor who does workers' comp really has to know what they're doing in workers' comp. The rules are different than with regular insurance, the way they request things, the way they appeal denials, things like that. So there was already a shortage. I think there are maybe four or five doctors in, maybe six at the most, and between Tehama and Shasta County that would actually be a primary treating position for a workers' compensation case. And one of them died on Tuesday, Dr. Scott Ahrens, a friend of mine, and it's extremely tragic and sad. And then Dr. Musselman retired. So it's at least 900 people, at least, with workers' compensation benefits for their work injuries. So I did want to let folks know that there is a medical clinic that I've been lobbying for over a year to move up here. And they are the best in the business at workers' compensation, at getting treatment authorized, requesting treatment. And they've opened an office in Red Bluff. And I wanted to give out the name of the company. It's Pain and Rehabilitative Medical Consultants Group. Their website is PRC, as in Charles, M as in Mike, G as in golf, .com, PRCMG.com. If you need a doctor, if you're left without a doctor that knows what they're doing in workers' comp because of the retirement and passing of doctors, just give them a call. And if the insurance company pushes back and says, hey, they're not in the network, there is no valid network up here. They have to give you more than one doctor to choose from. So don't listen to them if the adjuster tells you no. Usually they don't want people to go to this medical group because this medical group is very, very good at getting treatment authorized. So I just wanted to put that out there, folks. I'm sure a lot of people are scared and worried. Just reach out to them and let them know, hey, I have an open medical award, or I have an accepted workers' comp claim. I need a transfer of care, and they should be able to help you out.
And, okay, if you have questions on that, give Patrick's office a call, and they'll be more than happy to line you up for that. And, to give you the information is what I meant.
Right.
At 262-2168. Okay? All right. That's important because I've had the same doctor for 15 years. Now, a lot of people, you know, in the old days, I should say the old days, but years ago, you could do that. You'd have the same doctor. And been in the VA facility, having the same doctor for that long is kind of almost unheard of. So Dr. Templado, when I go in there for my my physicals and stuff, I mean, he has been treating me for 15 years. So I have that. But other people out there who have had, like, Dr. Musselman for God knows how long, and now he's retiring, as doctors do. Mm-hmm. Where do you go next?
Right.
Yeah. So
another thing I wanted to add, I forgot to say, so that company, PRCMG, they're also they're looking for a physician's assistant, nurse practitioner, or even an MD to, right now they're coming up from the Bay Area, four, 6 days a month. Yeah. But once they hire full-time staff to staff the location, the hours will expand. And so they are really looking aggressively for somebody. If there's training, they train. All the administrative stuff is built into the company. So really, if you're a mid-level or a physician, you know, you'd be treating patients. You wouldn't have to be pushing paperwork. So I recommend you guys give them a call and ask for Julie role. They're really looking for folks, local folks up here to staff that clinic. And, you know, they're going to be the biggest one in, up here by far. In no time.
You know, it's funny. I know a doctor that just sold his practice or shut it down, and he's had his own practice for a couple of decades, and he went to work for what would you call it, a healthcare network, one of those, and he goes, I wish I'd known, because the battles that doctors. That's why I so much appreciate my brother-in-law has his own practice, and I see the. 7 days a week, he's having to put in battling the on personnel. You let somebody go because they're incompetent, and they turn around and sue you for firing them.
Yeah,
I mean, this is at an at will state. I thought that you can fire people, and no, not you, Nathan. And yet then they get sued. So, and then all the paperwork that has to go through. I mean, like I said, he's working 7 days a week.
Just to get paid.
Just to get paid. And then you see, you know, somebody that goes to work for somebody else, and they make very, very good money. And they get to do things like have an hour off to swim at lunch. I mean, that's unheard of in many practices. And we bemoan the fact that, you know, so many, you know, individuals that had their own practices are going to work for, you know, networks. But the state of California has made it so difficult. And that's obviously what they want to do.
You know, we've regulated.
Push people out.
As a state, we have regulated ourselves into a barely functional society. I mean, it should never take the amount of man hours it takes to get simple things done. But because of regulations, that's just how it is.
That they keep adding to.
Sure.
They never take them away.
No.
So, I mean, that impacts, I'm sure, as you've talked about in your profession, in your practice, like you're waiting now to see what's going to happen with the big revamping of the workers' comp laws.
It's going to happen.
And you said it's going to take years for it to kind of, you know, not mellow out, but for everything that they pass to be worked out.
Right.
And it's going to be through the courts in some cases.
Yes.
State of California lost, Patrick.
I think any change is going to have to be generational. When people that have visions for our society that are positive leave the state, it does frustrate me, because what you should be doing is having a large family and raising your kids right. I mean, that's my opinion. The only way that anything changes is going to be generational over the course of decades, and it's going to be from us raising families, having families, staying put, and taking our time. People are very impatient, and they expect something that has taken five decades to happen to be undone in one election. That's never going to happen. People have to, I mean, it has to be ingrained in the structure of our society. People complain about other people not voting as a reason to not vote. I mean, how is that solving the problem? So you just do the right thing. You understand that you're one of millions. You do your part, and enough of us do that, it changes.
The Democrats did not take over everything in 1 year.
No.
It was generations. I mean, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we had a Republican governor. It wasn't that long ago that, you know, that Republicans actually had a say in what was being passed. And so now it's, you know, I believe that it's not going to be solved in the next election.
Yeah.
It's going to be solved over a period of a decade where it gets chipped away and chipped away by people who believe in there is another viewpoint and it's better. But it's not going to happen overnight. But for some people, they say, and you see them, the day they retire, and they're viable members of our community, they leave.
Yeah.
But I also understand it, too.
I can't.
You've had enough.
I'm not criticizing that. I understand. I mean, I've thought about leaving several times. Don't get me wrong. But, again, I mean, what we should be doing is having children, raising our children right, encouraging them to have children. You know, when did we start saying we shouldn't have kids until we're 39 years old? I mean, I don't fault people that do, but why is that the norm? And people who have children in their 20s are looked at as like making a mistake. That makes no sense. That used to be how things were until like 30 years ago.
Well, You need to be in your 20s to have kids because...
It's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier. Yeah, well, but I mean, just, I mean, kids are, I mean, kids take a lot of time and energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, grandkids are fine when they're now when they're 19 and 16 because I don't have to do much. They understand if I threaten them. two-year-olds don't really understand that. So, okay. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. We're with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, the and workers' compensation, and his wife, Jill, who is a member of the practice there that keeps things spinning on an axis.
She is the center.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Friday, this weekend, of course, is Super Bowl weekend for those who follow football. On next Monday, we have the see, what is next Monday is the second Monday of the month, correct?
That is. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Shasta College will join us with one of the divisions of Shasta College. It's always a fun time to hear, you know, some of the what they're teaching out there, both on the intellectual sense and also in the technical sense. And they've got so much stuff going on out there. And that's on Monday. But today we have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his wife Jill, who is the law center, or his law offices revolve around her. And she, you know, she'll tell Pat how much money he's making this year. Tell him to cut the grass, those kind of things. Hey, the riverfront. I know this isn't in your, you know, I mean, people are going to ask you questions. I'm always amazed when people call them and you've got an answer for it. So I guess you paid attention in law school. And
I went to law school when I was in my late 20s. I loved it. A lot of other law students were in their young 20s, never really worked a job, and they were complaining. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is like the best thing in the world. I'm studying something. I'm like learning. I don't have to sit there and like be yelled at by a boss and, you know, wake up at 5 a.m.
You know, Rocky Slaughter, who works for K2, mm-hmm. went to law school later in life, and he seemed like he thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The Riverfront Project, and this has got nothing to do with your expertise, but you also know a lot of stuff that's happening. They just voted, the city council voted, to award the upgrade of our Riverfront plan.
Right.
It's 30 years old, done in 1992, and now to be upgraded. And they have hired a company on a 3-2 vote called MIG, which helped build the Turtle Bay part. And there are some people concerned about this.
But it sounds like it. If it was 3-2 to hire a
contractor. One was he was looking, he thought that this was just going to be the part of a long-term plan for the McConnell Foundation mm-hmm. and to take over the whole area down there. Mm-hmm. But the other one was, it was just strictly money. He says, I have no doubt that they're going to do the job. They're going to listen to the people, but it's, you know, the money that we're spending, $1.2
million. Okay.
People were concerned because it's a kind of a consortium. MIG heads it up, and then they have subcontractors. And one was Populous. If you remember the last time when this thing came up, Populous was a member of that. They also have Native American companies because okay. they know that's there's
federal funding.
Well, that, and it's also got, this was, you know, of course, this whole area was Native American
right,
at one point.
They
so they, you know, they need, you know, so they're there. They're represented. Reading Rodeo is one of the stakeholders in it and all these things. But the bottom line is the people will, according to this, the people of our community will have a lot to say about what it looks like mm-hmm. down there. What are some of the legal parts of this? Once this plan is being made, because once the plan is made, that gives them the starting point.
Right.
And this isn't going to be done in the 2020s.
No.
This will be, by, you know, I'd imagine the first spade of earth will be in 2030. So these are kind of things, you know, or what should people be concerned about on this?
So when you're doing a revising of a general plan type situation in that area, that's what they're doing. They're essentially doing a general plan, and they're going to rezone a bunch of stuff so that they can then build what they want to build there. You know, some people, I know that there's concerns about, you know, monopolization of certain things, you know, and Shasta County is a small county, and there are a handful of organizations that are very, very involved, and that causes pushback. The price tag of $1.2 million, as we talk about this process and what it includes, you understand that's not a lot of money for the work that's going to go into what they have to do.
No, it's a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
But you're right, on something like this that's going to impact our community for the next, gosh, 50 years.
It's going to take years for them to do it as well.
Yeah.
So there will be people that you can't make everybody happy, right? So there are people that are going to have self-interest in the decisions that are made, and there's going to have to be compromise, and they're not going to want to compromise. So they might bring some kind of action to try and evaluate the general plan, saying there's spot zoning. you know, spot zoning. They're spot zoning, and then that's, you know, essentially favoritism and government, you know, there's no due process there. And then there can be lawsuits about that. If there's enough money in it at stake for the person that doesn't want to compromise, they can hire a lawyer and do that. And then usually when some people may just, you know, environmentally disagree with it.
Well, yeah, that's another big thing of it. So, it's along the river, and you know the state's going to be involved in that.
Absolutely.
And the feds.
Not even just the state and the feds, but large, you know, national nonprofit organizations are notorious for, I mean, I don't know if they're looking for a handout or what have you, but I mean, certain nonprofits that are environmentally based, they jam up plans all the time. I mean, that's why we haven't turned over a dirt or soil to build a reservoir since after, even though we have billions of dollars.
It's been 50 years. Yeah.
Well, the money's there. Passed even more money, like not even a decade ago. We still haven't built one. It's not because the money's not there. It's not because the will isn't there. It's because there are agencies that believe that the environmental takes precedent over human life, and they will do anything to stop environmental change. And they might get involved. I don't care if you have an environmental impact statement or not. They'll have to get an environmental impact statement. It's probably going to be challenged. And then, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers, I mean, they have a lot of control over everything that happens on this navigable waterway. Congress can get involved. I mean, this is a navigable waterway. So, you know, again, if the stakeholders involved, people are going to want to be involved, and they're going to want to say or something. I mean, sometimes it's just to get in the headlines. Sometimes there's money in it. Sometimes it's something small that doesn't impact something. And sometimes people just don't want it. And so it's going to take years.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's really interesting because this is something that I think the vast majority of our community agrees on, is that we need to do something down there on the riverfront. But it's got to be done in such a way it doesn't take away what Reading is, a new event center. I mean, I'm all for that because that brings in more people, you know, a bigger event center down there. The Reading Rodeo has been a member of our community, has been a viable part of our community for 75 years. You've got, just like you said, the questions on it. The Kutras family, which of course owns a lot of Park Marina, which is going to butt up against that. He wants to see it be tourist friendly and, you know, like a restaurant on the river. Here we are on one of the most beautiful rivers in the United States, not the world. And we've got one restaurant, and it's The View, which is sitting high on the bluffs. Nothing there along the river. And I believe that you can probably put businesses and homes, or not homes, but maybe townhouses, along there that fit into, you know, that are a benefit to our community. But my big question is, our city council is one that has final say on these things, right? We're going to have a different city council in 2 years, and then 4 years after that, and then 6 years after that. I mean,
that's where you're going to get, you know, people on this show fighting over who's the best candidate. It's really going to have a lot more to do with that plan than people even know.
But the fact of spending $1.2 million, I know that's, you know, it seems like a lot of money, but for the amount of work they're going to have to do, and the number of experts they're going to have to bring in, and the number of noses they have to touch.
Yeah.
That
well, you know, a lot of the water frontage in Shasta County, the right to develop it has already been sold. So, like in Sacramento, where they have a bunch of restaurants on the river, they had to buy the rights for that density from another part of the Sacramento River. Ooh. So, I mean, people are going to be looking back over property, you know, deeds on that river for, you know, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, and trying to figure out if they still have a right to develop on the shoreline. I mean, there's all kind. The complexity. That's what I'm saying. I mean, $1.2 million. I think that's just the retainer.
I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
They're going to present the update of the plan they've got already. Now, part of it, I'm sure they can still use. But like you said, I mean, this is a major salmon run going through here. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the best trout fishing places, fisheries in the whole world, is right here in Reading.
I mean, to imagine the big hitting national law, environmental lobbyists, you don't think they're going to be down here wanting to have a say in this? Absolutely they are.
Yeah. So this is just the first round in a war.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about people dying, of course, but I hope. But what happens to our future right here? I'm not going to see it, probably, because it's going to be 30, 40 years, I think, before you see. I can see the first, you know, if everything is agreed on, I could see him start here in 6 years.
I just want to say that, you know, the city council, they making the decision to do something is I think actually courageous. I mean, I know that people out there,
I agree.
Mad, but it was very brave of, I think, the city council to go that direction, and it has changed the fiscal situation in Reading dramatically. For them to explore this and to actually try and take it by the reins and not just let it happen little by little and look like an ugly mismatch in 30 years, I mean, it's going to be a lot of work and drama for them.
Oh, no, I also applaud them for moving forward. I understand the other two, you know, people why they voted against it, but I think we need to take that first step, at least to find out what can happen.
I mean, you don't think it would be easier for them to just say, no, we don't want it because we don't want the headache? I mean, they are working. I mean, they took on quite a headache by agreeing to do this. So,
and it's not like they're getting paid a whole lot of money to do this.
No, and most politicians probably would be like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with this. We're just not going to do it. Have the next person in my seat do it.
Yeah, kick it down the road again, and it's been 30 years. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to end up on an agreement like that. So, Patrick, how do people get a hold of you?
Call me at my office, 530-262-2168. You can also email us, email at gormancomplaw.com, or check us out on the internet, www.gormancomplaw.com.
That's how I find you, because I can't remember your number. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and enjoy yourselves and do something nice for somebody. And God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.